There we go. Are we rolling? I think we're rolling. Great one. Are you ever going to... Hold on. Just give me a minute, goddammit. Great one. Are you ever going to podcast again? Yeah, eventually, guys. I've been fucking busy. So before we even start, so I looked at the Twitterverse. Now look, I knew that blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girls have a craving for black dick. I did not know that overweight Mexicans who are dating trannies had a craving for black dick. I don't know all the details, but Dick Masterson has got this giant hard-on for Eric July. If you look at Dick Masterson's Twitter feed, which I just looked at, it's like loaded. And I mean, look, so I started into it because Dick did what Dick calls a critique of Eric July's comic book. Now look, I bought Eric July's first comic book, I Saw Him Number One. Was it the greatest comic book I've ever read? No, it was not. Was it okay? It was okay. And Dick, see, I don't even know how this all started. There's so much. Dude, this right here, hold on, I gotta get my beer. This is not what we're talking about on today's episode, by the way. And also, I don't think this episode's going to have a whole lot of politics. This is mostly, although God fucking know, even God doesn't know. God is looking at me, he's going, I can't control this motherfucker. This guy tangents like a son of a bitch. I have no control over this fuckwad. Dude, if tangenting was a mortal sin, I'd be burning in hell like past eternity. God would create like a new cosmos to extend the duration of hell in order for me to burn in it long enough to atone for my tangenting if tangenting were a mortal sin. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. In theory, this podcast is going to be me telling you about my so-called life and why I haven't podcast lately and not a lot of politics. But at this point, I mean, I've been recording now for over 2 minutes. Who knows what the fuck is going to happen? So anyhow, This is more complicated than the fucking war between Ukraine and Russia. And so now Dick has this hard-on for Eric, and Dick did this critique of Eric's comic book, and Eric did a video responding to the critique, reading the critique and responding to it. And look, I can critique Eric's comic book. Like I said, it was not the greatest comic book I ever read, mostly because there weren't enough hot chicks scantily clad, and also because Supergirl wasn't in it. But, I mean, it was fine. And Dick does this critique, and he's saying things like, well, the character is having internal dialogue, but the internal dialogue didn't start on the first page. And Eric just reads this, and he's like, and I agree, Eric says, where is there a rule that says internal dialogue has to start on page one? I mean, Dick's critiques of the comic book are completely fucking retarded. Again, let me say, I'm not saying Eric is beyond critique, but at least have some legitimate critique. So I don't know why exactly Dick decided to have a hard-on for Eric, but now he's going like full fucking speed. It's like he's got this fucking sink, just like a fucking blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman. The only thing Dick can think about is black dick. He wants Eric to fuck him so badly. He wants attention from Eric July so badly. Look at Dick's Twitter feed. It's filled with him trying to get Eric July, who's making millions of dollars selling comic books, to notice him. Eric, look at me. I'm over here. I'm the overweight Mexican, half Mexican guy who's having sex with the tranny who used to date Maddox. Look at me, Eric. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Please look at me. I need attention so bad. Eric, please look at me. I'm like, what in the fuck? Dick, can you just make fun of chicks and fucking be funny? Because you're not funny. This is not funny. This is embarrassing to you, you fucking overweight half-breed. Then Dick's defense, I just looked at the Twitter feed, and apparently now Eric is doing something about selling comics or raising money to give comics to kids with cancer or something. Okay, now see, that's legit. Anything, understand the word I'm using right now. No, I'm not drunk, although I'm on my third beer, and it's noon, as you're going to hear from the chimes. Anyone, right? Biden, Obama, Bush, Trump, Clary, Pigott, Great One, anyone, July, Masterson, anyone who gets on the internet talking about doing jack shit for kids with cancer, it's a fucking publicity stunt, okay? So if Eric July is raising money to give comic books to kids, Eric, you print the comic books yourself. You can give the fucking comic books to the kid, okay? Just fucking stop attention whoring on the internet. Look how much I care about kids with cancer. Oh, shut the fuck up. Good God, sick of this fucking, I am so sick of the fucking virtue signaling. So anyhow, we got that going on. And then I made another mistake. Basically, here's the story of my life. Mistake. We could label my entire life mistake. That's why I'm here, guys. I am here as a warning to you not to fuck up. So I made the mistake. I looked at LinkedIn and, you know, all these fucking mostly women, well, and effeminate men, as if there's no effeminate men. So we'll get to this in a minute. One of the reasons I haven't podcast lately is because I was back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, and I was staying with Rachel and her husband, and we'll get to all this unless I just completely tangent on other shit for this episode, because who knows what's going to happen. And we're talking, and she says, yeah, this guy, he thinks that a lot of people think that he's gay, and he's not gay. Do you think he came across as gay? And I said, Rachel, virtually every man in Fort Collins comes across as gay. That's one of the reasons why I left this fucking city, because it's filled with effeminate men. So anyhow, what was I talking? Hold on, give me a second. Give me a fucking minute to remember. LinkedIn. Effeminate men and women posting on LinkedIn. And someone posted something about whatever posting on social media. And something occurred to me. Because everybody who's anybody, they don't do their own fucking Twitter or their own fucking, you know, boomer book or their own fucking InstaThought or whatever it is. They hire people to do it for them. And so social media, the question is, to what extent has social media become people who are paid to do social media, reading things and responding to things from other people who are paid to do social media, right? Like, whoever. Like, Dick Masterson and Eric July are tweeting at each other on Twitter, right? Both of them are attention whoring, which is, you know, again, this is one of those things, I see both sides of it. On one hand, Dick, why don't you do your fucking podcast and make money? And Eric, why don't you make your fucking comic books and make money and get the fuck off social media, right? So there's that argument. But then the other side of that, because I'm intelligent and I can see things from two perspectives because I'm not a fucking woman, is being on the social media and attention whoring on the social media brings people to you who then subsequently spend money on your shit. So it does feed. I acknowledge that. It's like I give Clary shit for being on fucking Twitter and shit. Yeah, but I sold a lot of books that way. I mean, okay, I acknowledge that. You're not wrong. I'm still going to make fun of Aaron for using social media and being effeminate and everything, but he's not wrong. Well, he's wrong, but he's not wrong about that. I finally read the Book of Numbers. While I was in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I took the Book of Numbers with me and read it. Good book. If you have not read it, I can recommend it. There is one sentence in there that is completely wrong, completely unsustainable. I'm going to challenge. I'm going to public. Maybe I'll even do it on Twitter so I can attention whore. I'm going to publicly challenge Aaron, Captain Capitalism himself, to produce empirical evidence to support what is one of the stupidest statements that has ever been made by any human, let alone an intelligent human who understands the Federal Reserve. Well, in so much as any human can understand the Federal Reserve, even God can't figure out the fucking Federal Reserve. The Jews understand it perfectly because they have astronomically high IQs, you know, from all that selective breeding from which they exclude black people because they don't dilute their DNA like white people do. But anyway, but also that's why the Jews haven't landed on the moon, because they don't have any black women doing math for them, just like the Russians. Anyway, what was I talking about? Give me a minute. I got to back up in my brain, hit the rewind button. Homosexual men. Oh, yeah. So anyway, that was it. Just is Eric July. Here's where I was going. Is Eric July and Dick Masterson, are they really reading each other's tweets, or do both of them just have some fucking guy from India they hired to manage their Twitter accounts, and those two guys in India are tweeting back and forth in each other, and Dick Masterson and Eric July have no fucking idea what's going on? Now, I think the two of them actually do, but I'm saying, like these quote-unquote famous, like who? Like Donald Trump and Hussein Obama. Let's say they got into a Twitter fight. Do you think that's really them on Twitter? Or is that some guy in India who's getting paid $3 an hour? God, social media is just more and more and more it becomes a giant fucking joke. All right, give me 3 seconds. Well, it's going to be more than three, so give me 5 seconds. Five. You say great one. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Zero. All right, yep, nope, didn't need to pay attention to that. All right, where's my list? Great one, you have a list? I do have a list. We'll see how long I can stick to it. I just finished, literally Hitler, just finished while eating leftover pizza from Panhandler's Pizza back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where I was only back there for 3 days. Oh my God, I ate so much food. I was in the People's Republic for the celebration of Juneteenth. Oh my God, we freed the darkies. Here, let's do some politics, where I just said I wasn't going to do any politics. So over at America.org, Brett wrote a really good post about the whole Juneteenth black person thing. And let me just summarize it, because I agree with this. Bringing black people to the United States was as slaves was a bad idea. Not for the reasons you think. Oh, great one. Because, yes, they're people. No, they're not people. They're black. It's not because of any of this shit. Here's why it's a bad thing. Number one, we bring the black people over here as slaves. We treat them like slaves. And I'm just echoing what Brett said here, okay? I'm saying it in my words, but I didn't come up with these concepts. He did. I want to give the credit where the credit is due, but he's right. Bringing black people over here and having them as slaves degrades the morality of white people. Yeah, it's like you can make this argument, maybe it's been made. I'm trying to think of a good analogy. I mean, you can make some kind of argument, because you can make the argument slavery isn't necessarily wrong. I mean, I've said this before and I agree. Aristotle said this. There are some people who are just natural slaves. They can't think for themselves. They can't do for themselves. They can't function. They need someone to tell them what to do. We call them normies. But they're essentially slaves. But, you know, owning other people, I mean, yes, they're black, but we're going to call them people for the purpose of this discussion. You know, owning colored people isn't necessarily morally wrong in some objective sense, but owning other people is degrading upon your own sense of morality and who you are and all this other stuff. And then the other facet of this is that when you bring them over here, people are people, right? I mean, those of us white people, we are as near to perfect as you can come, of course, because we're white. But the thing is, we have emotions, we have passions, and his point, and which I agree with, and thus my point, is that you bring the black people over here, there's going to be some white people who become sexually attracted to them, have lust for them, actually fall in love with them, whatever, and this is going to lead to race mixing, which is going to lead to the degradation of the species, the degradation of your race. Because, I mean, look, if you really think that blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls having sex with colored men to rebel against their daddy just started 30 years ago, I'm pretty sure that's not true. I'm pretty sure back in the South, when they had slaves on the cotton plantation, I will bet you money there were little white girls out there spreading their legs for the black slaves as a way to rebel against their daddy. And little half-breed babies were popping out because they didn't have Plan B. Of course, back then, women were smart enough to shove a coat hanger up their cooch, unlike nowadays, but that's all. We don't want to go down the abortion path right now. We'll go down the abortion path later. If I get around to it, I got a podcast in mind about that. So anyway, Juneteenth, I spent Juneteenth in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. We celebrated the colored people and their freedom. And I think it's good. I think we should have a national holiday on which colored people celebrate the fact that a heterosexual white man gave them permission to be free. Fucking pathetic. Great one. Why do you hate niggers so much? I don't hate you because you're niggers. I hate you because of your behavior. I know you're not smart enough to understand that. That's part of why I hate you, because you're not smart enough to understand. I don't hate you because of the color of your skin. I hate you because of your fucking behavior. So anyway, I'm back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, staying with Rachel and her husband, where her husband is telling me that, yeah, it's a good thing we got rid of Columbus Day and replaced it with Juneteenth, because Columbus was a murderer. Because, of course, all those black people in Africa who sold other black people to the Jews, who sold the Jews to the people in the United States, they were, of course, you know, saints. They were good, virtuous people. Columbus, he was a murderer. Traffic still fucking sucks in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It was goddamn. Man, it was a great drive going down through. So I also went down to pick up some equipment for work. So it was great because I took a work vehicle. The company I work for paid for all the gasoline. That's always a score because I spent almost $200 on gas. So that's always a fucking win. Went down there, picked up the gear. Great drive down. Get fucking like 10 miles into Colorado, the traffic goes to shit. I'm like, oh yeah, this is one more reason I left the People's Republic of Fort Collins. The homosexuals, the effeminate men, the darkies. I went by this one restaurant that used to prominently have the homosexual flag on display outside. Amazingly enough, the restaurant is out of business. I guess your homosexual pandering could not save you. Isn't that terrible? So anyhow, staying with Rachel and her husband. We'll get to that in a minute, because you guys are going, wait, weren't they having marital problems? We'll get to that in a minute. The first night there, we all did a lot of drinking. We're hanging out and, you know, just talking and shooting the shit and drinking a lot of beer and everything. So we get up the next morning, and Rachel's husband, who I don't think I've still given a code name for, we're going to call him Robert today, just so I don't have to say Rachel's husband every time. So we get up the next morning, and Robert and I, man, we're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we're all happy and chipper. And Rachel's like, oh, I'm so hungover. And she's like, how... You guys drank way more than I did. How come you're not hungover? And I said, well, that's because we're men and men are superior to women. And Robert just starts laughing. And I had to take off. And I come back later and Rachel is gone. And Robert says, yeah, after you left, Rachel said, do you think he was like half serious about that? And Robert says, no, I think he was completely serious about that. We are superior. And I'm like, yes, we are. Because, I mean, guys, think about it. Once again, I know some of you out there, you don't think that, you know, God farted and Adam came out and stuff like that. But over evolution, right? Evolution, we're evolving. What men have to get up early in the morning and you take a shit because you shit first thing in the morning. And then you have to go out and you have to hunt the mammoth to get food. Because, you know, I know the vegans think that nobody ate meat when humans were evolving, and they still can't explain Eskimos and where the Eskimos get their broccoli and cauliflower from. But men had to get up early in the morning and you take a shit and you gather around the remnants of the campfire and you decide we're going to go this way and see if we can find a mammoth or a buffalo or whatever. And you go out hunting. You ain't got time to lay around and be hungover. Women, what do? Oh, they all hunger and they wake up whenever they want to and they kind of roll over and go back to sleep. And then maybe later they get up and, oh my God, she might go pick a fucking tomato or two. Maybe even two tomatoes. She might pull them off of the vine, which isn't running away from her, right? So, man, girls, just shut up. We men have to function. We can't afford to be hungover. We got shit to do. We are not parasites. We don't get bailed out every time we fuck up in life like you do. We got to fucking drink hard all night. We got to make sexist jokes. We got to insult each other. Then we got to fucking pass out. Then we got to draw dicks on each other's face with fucking magic markers. And then we got to get up early in the morning and we got to go make money so that we can fucking afford to buy nice shit so that we can get women to notice us so we can fuck them. All right? We got shit to do. We can't just sit around and have people bring us shit because we have vaginas and heartbeats. What else is on my list? What is this? Trying to read my writing. Oh, and then I got back and I'm going to the grocery store and that's when I remembered, oh yeah, we don't have plastic bags in this fucking city anymore. Would you like to buy a bag for 10 cents? Yes, I'll buy. You know, here's another thing. Like with everything, all the stupid people think, oh yeah, the corporations, they hate regulations. No, they don't, because the corporations can afford, you've all heard this before, right? I'm repeating myself, this is only for the new people. Those of you, you've been here more than a year, you already know what the fuck I'm gonna say. Corporations love regulations because corporations have billions of dollars and they can get around the regulations. The regulations only fuck over the small businesses. And I'm looking at this like, do I really think that, man, Safeway loves it that I have to pay 10 cents for a fucking bag because they used to give me the bag, quote unquote, for free. Now, of course, the cost of the bag is actually built into the cost of operating the fucking business. Right? We all know that because we're not stupid. We're not women. We understand the supply chain. But now the cost of the plastic bag is built in to the operation of the business. And on top of that, they can charge me an additional 10 cents for a plastic bag. They fucking love it. They absolutely fucking love it. I'm also looking at this on my list, trying to figure out what the fuck this means. MK. Oh, Mein Kampf. So I'm listening to my boy Adolf Hitler, which I don't say that because I'm trying to be an edgelord. Again, repeat myself. The shit Hitler writes in this book, My God, he is fucking perceptive. He's talking about, so now I'm in volume two, where he's talking about, it's not so much theoretical, it's more like this story of his involvement with the political organization and all this other shit. And he's talking about how the enemy in Europe is France, and the people that would benefit from allying with Germany against France would be Italy and the United Kingdom. And of course, United Kingdom fucked up and fought on the wrong side, which is what the United States did, is we fucked up and we fought on the wrong side. Did I mention or did I not mention I just finished watching the movie Tora, 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 which is about the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? I hadn't seen that movie in a long time. It was really good. One of the many things I like about watching older movies is watching this and knowing that none of it is CGI. Everything in here is either real. I mean, yeah, there's the predecessor of green screen, you know, where they project on a background, or it's models or whatever. But I just really enjoy movies with no fucking CGI in them. And if you have not seen the movie, it's really good. And I'm watching it, and it's really difficult to not side with the Japanese in this movie. It's a very well-made movie. And then in an earlier episode of Mein Kampf that I'm listening to from Hitler, he's talking about how he came into the party and how it was structured. And he's talking about how, so you've got the officers of the party, like the secretary and the, the propaganda officer, right? And so he's saying how, well, when the secretary needed to make a decision, he had to get a vote on the decision from everybody on the board. And when the propaganda minister has to make a decision, he's got to get a vote from everybody on the board. And Hitler's talking about how this doesn't work. If you want your organization to work, you have to give the secretary the power to make all the decisions that fall under the realm of the office of the secretary. And you give the propaganda minister the power. He makes all the decisions that fall under the realm of the propaganda minister. He's like, you give people the position of responsibility and authority, and you give them the authority to have the responsibility, because nothing gets done by a committee. And I've listened to this, I'm going, the guy's right. Once again, this has nothing to do with Jews. He's right about the Jews, but it has nothing to do with the fucking Jews who think everything is about them. Oh my God, we're Jews. Did you know everything in existence is about us? If you're talking about Jews, you're anti-Semitic. If you're not talking about Jews, you're anti-Semitic. Be sure to sign up for our OnlyFans. You think blonde-haired, blue-eyed white girls who take miles of nigger cock up their asses are attention whores? You haven't seen the Jews. We're the biggest attention whores on earth. If you're talking about us or not talking about us, it doesn't matter. You're anti-Semitic. I mean, the organizational or, you know, hierarchical structure of an organization. Hitler's like nailing it. Nothing good has ever been accomplished by a committee. And he's like, look, the only way you get shit done is you take one person. I'm literally Hitler paraphrasing what he says in the book. You take one person, you give them a realm of authority, and you get the fuck out of their way. If they fuck up, you remove them. If they're not fucking up, you stay the fuck out of their way. And I'm like, my God, the guy's right. He's so fucking right. Everybody should read this book. Right along. If the great one was the dictator of whatever geographic region he was the dictator of, every boy, women would not be even taught to read because you don't need to read in order to spit out babies. Every boy on his 15th birthday would get a copy of Bachelor Pad Economics by Aaron Clary and Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, and they would be required to read these books. God, he nailed it. Speaking of nailing things, let's talk about Rachel. So I told you guys, Robert is no longer sexually attracted to Rachel. I predicted that divorce was coming. Well, gee, you know, it's almost as if, almost, oh, hang on. All right, voice is starting to crack. This, we're probably, I'm probably going to wrap this podcast up fairly soon. And then theoretically get to doing some real podcasting in the near future because I have a lot of actual real shit I want to talk about. It's almost as if the Great One has pattern recognition skills. See, guys, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. I don't remember who I heard this from, but somebody said this because there's always the whining from the women. Hey, guys, did you know that women complain? I know. Some are going, Great One. Great One. I've known women my entire life. No woman has ever complained. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, women complain as if, do I even need to say that women complain? If I just say the word women, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Somebody complaining. You know, women complain about how they're the only ones who clean the house and men don't do enough housework and all this other shit. Someone, I can't remember who it was, so I could give credit, but I didn't come up with this, though I wish I had. Someone pointed out that, no, it's not the woman who does the most house cleaning in a relationship or in a marriage or in a cohabitation or whatever. It's whoever wants the whoever most wants the house to be clean. And usually that's the woman. Because we men, we know we come in, we take our clothes off, we throw them in the middle of the floor. We're okay with that. Doesn't bother us that much. Women don't like that, which is actually kind of fascinating to me because unlike 50% of my listeners and a large number of men today, especially Zoomer men, I have actually dated girls and I've been to their houses and most women are way filthier than men are. So all of this is kind of baffling. So like the French teacher, now the French teacher, she was very clean. Her place was fucking pretty immaculate. But like the vet student, there could be anything laying in the middle of the floor at her house. Dead bodies, you know, black guys, who knows? Could be anything. So it's not the woman who's doing the most housework. It's the person who wants the house to be cleanest. And typically the woman wants more cleanliness than the man. So that's just how it works out. Well, here's another way it's just how it works out. If two people get married or they're in a relationship, they're cohabitating, they're dating, whatever. If one of them has a significantly, how exactly do we measure significantly? I don't know. I don't have an empirical answer to define significantly. But if one of them has a significantly higher sex drive than the other, I can guarantee you the person with the higher sex drive is the one who's going to be having sex outside of the relationship. So anyway, we got Rachel who loves sex, unlike most women who would, most women would happily pay money to never have sex again in their lives because the only reason they have sex is either to get things from men or to rebel against their daddy by having sex with colored men. Most women would love to never have sex again in their life, but Rachel is one of those weird chicks who actually likes getting fucked and sucking dick. Married to Robert, who has lost all sexual interest in her completely. Well, they're not officially getting divorced, but they're practically divorced. Rachel told me she's just wearing the ring so that people don't ask questions. And yes, she has a boyfriend. Yes, the boyfriend is chubby. Yes, the boyfriend is the guy that she told me, hey, you know, my boyfriend, he thinks that a lot of people think he's homosexual. Did he come across as homosexual to you? Because yes, I met him. And I said, Rachel, all the men in Fort Collins come across as homosexual to me. They're all effeminate. That's one of the reasons I left this fucking city. So anyhow, there he is, right again. God damn, it's fucking awesome to be right all the time. Well, not all the time, but pretty close to all the time. All right, let me think. Is there anything else I really need? Oh, I guess I got to tell you guys about girls. I still haven't decided. It's noon. It's noon 30. I still haven't decided what I'm doing with my day today. I worked. Did I mention that I worked yesterday? God, I already forgot what I talked about and haven't talked about. Yesterday, I did a gig. We did a gig. No, I did not tell you about this. Let me tell you about this. I'll tell you about girls. Then I'll tell you about something. Who knows what the fuck will come next? That's what she said. We did a gig yesterday. And it was going to be an easy one. It's one of these things where I had a couple of lights. You point them at the stage. You do a little upwash on the backdrop. It's like, oh man, this is going to be an easy day. Right, some talking heads got to do, you know, a couple of microphones, not me, but for the whole thing. So lighting on the stage, a little upwash, a couple of microphones, plug some shit in. It's going to be an easy day. So we're sitting around, we're talking, we're like, all right, let's roll in an hour earlier than we were intending to go in. So if we get there an hour early, we can get a jump start on it. You know, we'll get finished. We'll have 2, 3, probably like 4 hours maybe of downtime. We can just kick back, put our feet up. It's going to be great. Yes, I get paid for that. I do get paid for sitting on my... when we get done and we're sitting there waiting for the show to start, I get paid for all of that shit. So the sooner I'm finished, the sooner I get my feet in the air and just fucking take a nap and get paid by the hour. So we roll in an hour early and the shit absolutely hits the fan. And it's always the days you think are going to be easy. Just everything took longer than it needed to. I had a light that broke down. I had to repair it on site. People were late. There was shit in our way. The audio guy, now I don't know. Maybe you guys don't know anything about audio stuff. But, you know, whether it's rock and roll or whether it's a corporate event or like other... You know, George Bush is coming out to give a speech, right? Something you always need for audio is a microphone. So we get there, we're sitting up, we're doing our thing, and suddenly the audio guy realizes, wait a minute, I don't have any microphone stands, I don't have any paddles, I didn't bring any XLR cable, I don't have any microphones. We're 2 fucking hours away from Rapid City. He didn't bring microphones. Oh my God. I gave him a break for a while, but like after lunch, the ridicule began. Like, oh, so you didn't bring any microphones? What? So were all the speakers, what are they going to do? Talking to each other's penises or what? I'm like, oh my God. So we had to call back to Rapid City. He had to call back to Rapid City and find a friend who would go to the fucking building and get the shit he needed and drive 2 fucking hours to bring it to us. We literally, Hitler, I finished getting ready for the gig 15 minutes before the fucking thing started. My God, it was brutal. We just got raped over a barrel. Had we not showed up an hour early, we'd have never made it. We'd have never been ready in time. Oh my God, it was terrible. Got home at midnight 30. We started at 0700. We got home at midnight 30. So yeah, it's the days, it's always the days you think are going to be the easy ones that kick your fucking ass. So today, I still haven't decided what I'm doing with this day. Got up this morning, went to the gym. There were cute girls. I've started tracking something because I have this theory that anytime I don't shave before going to the gym, there will always be cute girls there. And so far, it's just my feels. I have no empirical evidence to support this, but I am now, because I have a notebook where I write down, you know, my gym. I go and I how much did I bench press and how many sets did I do and how many reps did I do and all this other stuff. So I track. So one of the things I'm going to start tracking in there is, did I shave or not shave? And then how many cute girls are at the gym? So today there were 3 girls at the gym who were fuckable and I did not shave. So we're going to see if there really is a correlation between me not shaving and me shaving and how many cute girls are at the gym, or if it's just my imagination. Because see, that's called science. It's not just, oh, everybody should get vaxxed because I'm scared of dying, right? That's not science. That's called your feels. And some of you are saying, great one, what you're talking about isn't science either. That's just statistics with an N equal to 1, which really on a global scale are completely meaningless. Yes, I know that. You're welcome. I'm calling it science anyway because it's funnier that way. Well, great one. I don't really get the joke. Well, I can't help that you have a low IQ. It's not my problem. What was I going to talk about next? Oh, girls. So while I'm in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we go in the restaurant, and there's this hostess chick. Oh my God. 9.5. Tall, thin, long blonde hair, gray eyes. Beautiful. So anyhow, we're on the way. I hit on her, talking to her, blah, blah, blah. What's your story? Blah, blah, blah. Going to college, play soccer for the college. And we're talking. She's like, I'm majoring in marketing. I'm like, oh, God, eyes are rolling. You know, just way back. I can see my own brain. My eyes are rolling so hard. That's right up there with, I am majoring in nursing. I want to be a travel nurse. Of course you do, because you want to travel around and ride the cock carousel without any consequences. We know, girls, we know why you're into travel. We understand. You want to get fucked by a lot of men, but you want to do it in places other than where you are so nobody knows. You go to a new place, nobody knows you fucked 7 men in the last 3 days. We understand. We're not as dumb as you think we are. Okay? We're not as stupid as you think we are. She's majoring in marketing. Blah, blah. She said, well, because that's kind of my path, because what I really want to do is event management. And I'm like, oh my God. So then, I mean, okay, initially I'm talking to her, right, just because, yes, I want to put my penis inside of her vagina and go back and forth until I ejaculate, all right? Can we not be women and be honest about things around here, right? That's why I'm talking to her. But then she says that, and I'm like, oh, shit, now there's like this real connection. So then I start telling her stories about event management, and she's listening, and, you know, we're having like an actual real conversation at this point, which was fun. And, you know, so she's a very nice person, enjoyed talking to her, did ask her out. She told, oh, no, I got to go to Denver tomorrow because I'm doing, her mother actually does wedding planning. So she's going to Denver the next day to do a wedding with her mother. And then, like, the day after that was the day I was leaving the People's Republic of Fort Collins. So I didn't bother trying to say, like, well, what about later or whatever. And she didn't offer, blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, it was fun. And she was beautiful. And we did actually have something in common. I did not tell her that you don't become an event management person by going to college for that. You become an event management person by fucking doing event management and not going to college and going into debt. Because while she was attractive, it was not my place to try to save her from her own mistakes. Because saving women from their mistakes is called simping. And unless you are dating a woman or engaged to a woman, or married to a woman, you should not in any capacity at all attempt to save a woman from her own mistakes. And even in those scenarios, attempting to save her from her own mistakes is probably still a mistake on your part, okay? But I'm sure as hell not going to try to save this girl that I've known for 3 minutes from fucking going into debt, going to college for $200,000 or whatever the fuck it's going to be. So then that night, I go to one of my favorite bars. There's this smoking hot waitress that I get. Long, dark hair, tall, thin, beautiful, beautiful girl. And every time she comes over, I'm asking questions. We're having a great time and everything. And so I'm getting ready to leave. And I'm like, hey, you know, go out sometime. Get a coffee. Buy you a drink. What the fuck ever. She's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, oh, God. She's like, oh, why don't you leave me your number? And I'm like, oh, God. Fine. So I left her my number. It's been days now. She hasn't contacted me. I didn't expect her to. But here's what I told Rachel. Because Rachel and I were talking about it. I'm like, you know, here's what's probably going to happen. Because this is the story of my life. The most likely scenario was that she just wouldn't contact me, which is what happened, okay? But here is the second most likely scenario. I said, Rachel, here's what's going to happen. She's going to send me a text. She's going to say she wants to go out. All right, so now I'm sitting here. You know, I'm 300 miles away. I got to make this decision. Do I drive 300 miles to go get a cup of coffee with this chick? Now, would the great one drive 300 miles to go out with a girl? The answer is yes. Now, would the great one drive 300 miles to go out with this specific girl? Well, that's always debatable. I would drive 300 miles for a girl, but now we have to say, well, what specific girl? And then I have to make a decision. I'm like, all right, would I drive 300 miles to go out with this girl? I'm inclined to say I would. So then I said, well, Rachel, here's what's going to happen. She'll send me a text. She'll say, hey, do you want to go out? I think get a cup of coffee. I say, great. So I'll drive 300 miles. We'll get there and we'll be talking. So I'll say, so I really just wanted to meet you in person to tell you that I'm not interested in you. I was like, watch, that's what's going to happen, is I'll drive 300 miles for this chick to tell me she's not interested in me instead of her just fucking ghosting me like a goddamn normal woman would do and save me from having to drive 300 fucking miles. Fortunately, I thank you, God, who does not exist. Thank you, women, for being the flaky fucking ghosting whores that you are. Once again, in all sincerity, let the great one say that he is grateful to women who just fucking say no, who just ghost him, who save his fucking time. This is why, great one, should you really like ask a girl out within, you know, 45 seconds of meeting her? Yes, because the sooner I get to her telling me to fuck off, the sooner I can move on. This shit where women waste hours and days, weeks, months of your life. Don't let them do this shit to you. Don't let, and then again, I'm not a virgin tell. I'm just saying, oh, girls are yucky. No, girls are, well, not all girls. Girls are great. The ones that are cute, the ones that are pretty, the ones that are thin. I would say the ones that are sane, but there are no sane women. I want to go to college for event management. Oh, Jesus, sweetheart. My, bitch. Your mother is a fucking wedding planner. Go work for your mother, learn how to manage events, and get paid for it. Are you fucking retarded? The answer is no, she's not retarded. She's just a woman. They can't think. They can't do it. But oh my God, Republicans are like, well, let's let them vote. Oh my God, let's let them vote. Fuck. So also at work, we got this kid, he just got out of high school, and he wants to do, theater. He wants to do touring and stuff like that. And he doesn't have a lot of experience. And so the owners of the company said, well, look, you can come intern with us. We got all these summer concerts and stuff going on. You're going to work on this day each week, and you can learn audio. And you can work this day each week with the great one, and he'll teach you lighting. So I'm teaching this guy lighting stuff. And yeah, he's got long hair. He needs to cut his fucking hair. He's overweight. Needs to lose some fucking weight. And he's smart. He has good questions. He learns. Like, I show him stuff, and I mean, he retains it. He's learning things really fast. Just in the time we've worked together, he's gone from, oh, I don't know what's going on. I had a thing the other day. I'm like, ah, shit, this thing's not working. He's like, well, did you plug the lamp in? And I'm like, oh, shit, you're right, I didn't. Like, he's just in, like, 4 weeks, he has progressed from knowing jack shit to like being able to help me troubleshoot stuff, and he's like finding the answers. Cause he's, and it's not big things, like plugging it in is obvious, right? But I just forgot. And so I'm not thinking about it. And he just comes at it immediately, which it may not seem like a big deal to you, but trust me, there's a lot of people I've worked with that would just, they can't troubleshoot a broken system for shit because they don't know how to think. Like literally do not know how to think, how to take a system and break it down into compartments and then diagnose each compartment and say, okay, is this working? Is this not? Okay, this part's working, so we know the problem's not here. What's this part? Is this part? And he's doing all this. He's a very smart kid. He just needs a fucking haircut, and he needs to stop eating so much. So we're talking, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, you know, and I want to go to college. But he's like, I don't really want to go to college. I'm like, well, here we go. I said, listen, man. I'm going to give you some free advice that you're not going to take. I said, if I were you, I would do everything in my power to not go to college. See, unlike this 9.5 hot, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, white chick who played soccer and is tall and thin and beautiful and I would like to impregnate and make babies with, I didn't try to save her because, number one, I can't. Number two, she's a woman. Number three, fuck her. Right, this all right, I'm gonna try to save you, dude. I said, listen, anything you can do to avoid going to college, do it. I literally, Hitler said to him, going to college, unless someone else pays for the college, and even then, going to college is the biggest fuck up you can make with your life. He's like, yeah, I know that. I just really don't want to go. Then don't fucking go! Well, you know, I was really thinking about talking to, you know, the guys you work for and see if I could get a job here. Then fucking do it. Don't. Jesus Christ, dude, you just admitted to me that you know going to college is the biggest mistake you can make, but you're still thinking about doing it. God damn it. He's a Zoomer. Zoomers. You know, the Zoomers are going to save us. No, their Zoomers are just as dumb as everyone else. He's got a chance. Oh my God, this is it. I mean, this is his chance. This is it. Once he goes off to college, it's over. Like, dude, don't fucking go to college. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. I told him the same thing I've told you guys over and over. Lighting design, it's a real job. It's a real skill set. But it's not a skill set you get by going to college. It's a skill set you get by doing it. Just like event management, you don't go to college for event management. You learn event management by doing it. Get paid to fucking learn. Oh, God, people are dumb. All right, anyway, let me look at my list here. See, fuck, I've gone longer than I thought I was going to make it. Did that. That's not important. Don't need to talk about that. That. Hangovers. Boys are superior. Yes, we are. Oh, dude. Let me throw this in. What's this? I don't need to talk about that. The hot waitress. So, I drank like $36 worth of booze. I gave her $40. She gave me $14 change. Do the math, because apparently she can't. Because she's hot, but she's a woman.